Hey everybody, this is your Keeper speaking. Thank you so much for tuning in yet again to A Horror Borealis and for joining us right here in Revenant. You will notice that this episode is a bit shorter than the ones that you have expected and come to love in the past, but I hope that that just means you have time to listen to it over and over again. This is the first episode of Side Stories, which is our sort of spin-off, fully scripted audio drama series that explores the lives of the NPCs when the main characters aren't around. It's been a really fun exercise. I intended it to be kind of a one-off thing, but honestly, it has turned out so well and been such a joy that I am absolutely writing more episodes for the future. And I hope that it is as endearing to you as it has been to me. I hope that you really enjoy getting to get some further background and depth on the world. And I hope that you absolutely fall in love with the voices that we have given to our town. So, definitely let us know what you think. Definitely check the show notes to follow all of our cast members and give them your love. They absolutely deserve it. They've all been really, really excellent to work with, and it's really been just an unbelievable privilege and a delight to get to hear these characters that I have been carrying around in my head and on my poor strained vocal cords to really come into a life of their own. So I'm enormously grateful. Everyone did an amazing job, and I hope that you love it. Next week's episode, I'm still not entirely sure yet what it will be. Hopefully we will have the first episodes of AHB 76 ready for you by then, which is our family-friendly kids on bikes adventure exploring Revenant in the mid-70s, and that's a blast. But in the event that that doesn't happen, then what will probably happen instead is I may release a bonus episode from the vault. So either way, it's probably not going to be a regular episode. You know, with everything going on, recording schedule has been really, really erratic, and there have been several times, just to level with you all, that we've sat down to record and it has just not worked. So please give us your patience as we go through this time. We will have content up for you. I just have no guarantee what that content necessarily will be, but there will be something. You can check this feed every week and we'll have something new. So that's the promise, at least for the time being. Hopefully we'll be able to get back to the story soon. But until then, you know, keep sticking with us and we'll hopefully be putting a smile on your face. Or if you run out of content with us, you can certainly use this time to check out any one of the other shows on the One Shot Network, all of which are enormously delightful and a definite great use of your time. The One Shot Network is doing phenomenal work in elevating different perspectives and voices in the tabletop community. I feel really, really honored to be a part of them and their mission and what they're doing. And honestly, it's just a lot of fun. The content they're putting out is phenomenal. But I know right now, in the midst of quarantine, there have been some really cool extra projects going on too. I know the team over at the Broadswords has been streaming a lot of really fun games and getting into creating a reliable community in that space. I know that the Asians Represent team has been putting out some bonus content that is really, really fun and delightful. And everyone is doing their best with this time. So stick with us, do your best too, and we'll be there to help you through it. On that note, the part of Rita Carini is played by Ash Rao. The part of Judy is played by Blue Lennox. The part of Big Billy is played by Andy Randolph. The part of Adam Kennedy is played by Adam Bovey. The part of Ranger Ben is played by Ray Giroso. The part of Riley Danvers is played by Chris Laprevote. The part of Zoe Pierce is played by Alice Kira. And the part of Big Millie is played by Morgan Nuncio, with a special guest appearance as Sheriff Chuck Danvers by Jay Lingenfelter, who helped us out a little bit with a single line cameo that I think you'll really enjoy. Thank you so much, Jay. And as always, our incredible audio production and sound design is by Ryan Bolter. Thank you so much for listening, and enjoy Revenant Days. Bye!
morning, Revenant. This is Rita Carini with your terribly named Sunrise Report, bringing you all the news you already know from the only place in town you can get it. Today is going to continue to be perfectly sunny, and tonight will too, so you may want to invest in some good blackout curtains or get the heck out of Alaska for the summer. But whatever you do, don't leave town today. Because that's right, folks, it's a local holiday. This morning kicks off the weekend-long celebration of Revenant Days.
Oh, and Billy, did you know it's Revenant Days this weekend?
Why, yes, Judy, I think I did. The annual pie-eating contest wasn't going to bake for itself. 36 blackberry juniper pies, baked by candlelight and carved with the old town flag. In the old tradition.
They're beautiful! Who do you think's gonna win this year?
Well, if memory serves, it was pretty close last year with that surprise upset from little Corey. But I think Barnold's been training to reclaim his crown.
He did have that look of complete, unswerving vengeance in his eyes when he was in here yesterday, but I thought that was just his Thursday face.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Director Kennedy. What'll it be today?
Morning, Bill. Judy. Usual.
Black coffee and a smile?
Hold the smile.
Afraid I just can't do that.
Then two black coffees.
Director, are you reading the big Revenant Day story for everyone again this year?
I have been unwillingly volunteered, I assume for life, so yes.
Why don't you get someone else to do it? I'm sure Siobhan would be happy to-
O'Shaughnessy is visiting her sister's cat in Michigan this weekend, which is apparently a thing people can care about doing.
Well, then maybe the librarian would-
Laryngitis. I asked and I got a very rude hand-lettered sign explaining her condition.
Oof. Well, there's-
Martha is on a camping trip with Jeffrey.
Jeffrey? I don't know any Jeffrey.
It's her spider plant. Her spider plant. She named it Jeffrey.
She takes her spider plant camping?
She thinks it's important to socialize it with other plants. Anyway, the point is, there's no one.
Well, you know we all appreciate you doing this for the town, even when it's such an inconvenience that you hate so much.
You know, Adam, there is one person I'm sure you could ask. That is, if you're desperate.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure that Chuck would be more than willing to take this on for you.
I will be dead in the cold, hard Alaskan ground before any part of my job has to be handled by Chuck Danvers, and you owe me another coffee for the suggestion.
Director, it's only 8 a.m. We're cutting you off.
Morning, everyone.
Hey there, Ranger Ben. What have you got there?
Oh, these are just the pine cones for the pine cone toss. I'm still not exactly sure why we have a pine cone toss.
It's tradition.
No, I mean, I get that part. Just like, what does it... I mean, why, though?
So, can I get you anything?
Coffee and a short stack?
Coming right up.
Word to the wise, kid. You've been here long enough to know. Don't ask too many questions about Revenant Days.
Noted. Can I ask you, then?
Absolutely not. Looks like we'll have to take a rain check on that other coffee anyway. Keep the change, Judy.
I always do.
Director, bye, Director.
Hey, Riley. Need a seat?
Hi. Thanks, really, but I already told my parents that I would grab a table and wait for them here.
Don't you live with your parents?
Yeah.
So why don't you just come together?
Well, they wanted to be sure that we'd have a table.
This town has about 300 people in it, tops.
And the diner only holds 50. Also, I think anxiety probably runs in my family, which is a thing I'm sort of realizing right now for the first time.
So, probably no coffee today, huh?
Yeah, probably no coffee today. Ooh, are those for the pinecone toss?
And reporting live from the Town Hall lawn, we're back with your official Revenant Days broadcast coverage. Now, normally, I would have Town Record Keeper, slash my devastatingly gorgeous girlfriend up here, offering commentary on the day's events. But
It seems that summer flu has claimed another victim. Sorry, sweetheart, but at least it was laryngitis, and not systemic disenfranchisement, that silenced you this time.
Zing!
So, instead I've asked local hooligan and community organizer Zoe Pierce to join me at the mic today.
Yeah, because I can't participate in the events anyway. Not after what happened in 93.
That ban was lifted after 24 hours.
Stop trying to ruin my reputation, Danvers. What's a woman gotta do to remain an outlaw around here?
Probably nothing you haven't tried already.
Whose side are you on here, Riles?
Oh geez, please don't make me answer that.
Rita, you gonna stand up there broadcasting to no one, or are you gonna get down here and lend me a hand?
Duty calls, Millicent. The people are nothing without free press. If even one person is tuned into my station, the show must go on.
Well, they aren't, so give it a break. Everyone in your radius is already here.
I can't believe my best friend is trying to get me to shut down. You're one of them now, Big Shilly.
If I get my brother to make us a funnel cake, will you stop complaining and help me set up for the ceremonial swearing-in for the Town Dog Council?
Zoe, you're in charge.
Famous last words! Damn, now I want funnel cake.
I could go get one for you.
Or we could convince some other sucker to do it for us.
Oh, yeah. I just figured that's kind of, like, what I was already.
Nope. You're promoted to co-host. Sit down. Feel the power. Delegate responsibilities.
Then who's gonna get the funnel cake?
So, I know I'm not supposed to ask questions, and I'm willing to let the pinecone toss, and the really weird pies, and the dog console ceremony slide. But can either of you tell me why we do a three-legged race in teams of six?
It's tradition.
Yeah, okay.
Riley, do it.
What? No.
We need funnel cake. It's important to me.
Hey, Ben?
Yes.
Yeah?
Do you want funnel cake? Because I was just gonna go get some really quick. I'm sorry.
Oh, sure, if you're offering. Thanks.
Yep, be right back. Sorry.
Ugh. Thanks, Riley.
They're really thoughtful, huh?
Yep.
And then the member of the expedition party responsible for carrying the flag tripped, burying the pole in the ground where we stand today, and securing Revenant's place in history as the third town in the United States founded completely on accident.
I'm still not totally convinced that's a thing.
You think an entire town would just lie about the most important fundamental aspect of their history?
Well, no, because in that case, I'm pretty sure they could have come up with something better.
Ouch.
Which is not something that certain members of the audience seem too concerned about, so I guess that wraps up the story. The end.
Read it again.
No.
Hey, has anybody seen Barnold? The dog council was looking for him. Aw, man, did I miss the Revenant Day's story?
Not your fault. It gets shorter every year.
No, it doesn't. I do it perfectly every time. I mean, the same. I do it the same every time.
I thought last year was a bit better.
Well, it wasn't. But what... I mean, supposedly, what was better about last year?
Last year, you did all the voices.
I definitely didn't do...
You did do the voices.
That doesn't sound like...
Oh, yeah! Daisy was here, and she said you weren't doing it right, and she wanted you to do it like...
Benjamin?
Like you did at home! Oh, shit! I remember that now!
All right, now, listen. I love this part just as much as anybody else. But if we're all done pretending Director Kennedy hates the story, there are some beautiful pies over at the tent that are waiting to be eaten. Okay?
And Mariah's gone.
Hell, me too. I don't need an engraved imitation of pie.
Hey, Em, wait up!
Oh, shoot. The dogs voted to start the contest already.
I changed my mind. This is the best festival.
I mean... I still thought it was...
It was good, yeah.
Yeah.
Not your best work, maybe.
Bill?
But good. It's It's always good. You know, if you're done over here, I hear there's pie.
I'm probably just going to head home. Festivals aren't really my thing.
And I think I still owe you a cup of coffee.
I could be convinced.
Happy Revenant Days, Adam.
Don't push it, but happy Revenant Days to you too.